History recorded that as a pet, the tortoise arrived the palace of Shaun of Ogbomoso when it was about 100 years old during the reign of the third Shaun, Oba Isan Okumoyede. As the tortoise advanced in age, people called it Alagba, which means a respected elder, thus becoming the delight of tourists and a valued heritage for the people of Ogbomoso. According to the chief secretary at the Shaun of Ogbomoso Palace, Mr. Toyin Ajamu, Alagba was never worshipped as a deity except that it enjoyed exclusive care, such as a medical trip made about 12 years ago to the University of Ibadan Zoological Garden to treat a swollen neck. Mr. Ajamu, who did not rule out a replacement for the late palace pet, called for government assistance on plans to preserve it for tourism.
What we are trying to do is to preserve for people to see. Because you know this Alagba is our history itself. We don't just want it to vanish away like that. We only appeal if government can come in, because this tortoise has been a tourist attraction itself.
While speaking on what makes a tortoise prone to meats, a veterinarian, Dr. Bola Edepo, recalled how the animal had been used for ages in folklore to develop human intellect.
The animal must have adapted to one life. And concerning the myth, I don't see anything that is abnormal in keeping tortoise. We have a lot of folklore derived from tortoise, which means when a child is growing, they will tell him or her story about a tortoise to develop his intellect.
Dr. Edepo maintained that the harmless, slow-moving and fascinating nature of the tortoise makes it a great pet, especially in the palace. Explaining the reason for keeping a tortoise in their custody, the conservator Old Oyo National Park, Mr. Henry Ndoma, stressed the need to protect them from going into extinction.
It's not as if they are facing extinction. We are doing everything to ensure that they don't even go extinct. That's why we carry out anti-poaching activities for their continuous existence, so that the generation of today will see tortoise. The generation of tomorrow will have access to seeing tortoise. So there is intergenerational equity by our operations.
Mr. Ndoma said, although the park is not a zoological garden, the tortoise in the forest enjoys variety of choice food like mushroom than those kept as pets. Apart from Alagba, who died at the age of 344, records also show that a man in India kept a tortoise which lived for 250 years, while another one, kept as a pet by an English family in China, died at 128 years. The fact that Alagba died at the age of 344 goes a long way to confirm experts' submission that longevity is one of the natural endowments of the tortoise. In Ibadan, Kayode Oguntona, Radio Nigeria.